This is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Have a few acres and looking for a way to mow the grass without a lawnmower? Is raising a few head of livestock something you're interested in? There are lots of options for small-scale or backyard livestock production. Matching the animal to the resources you have is step one. Previous experience or knowledge could be the highest priority resource. Or maybe viewing your available acreage and forage, along with the fencing, could help determine your options. The smaller the animal, the more individuals you can stock. It all depends on the available forage and the nutrient requirement of each animal. In Kansas, livestock owners are required to fence in their livestock. Of course, each species has slightly different fencing needs. Consider the old adage, fences need to be horse high, pig tight, and bull strong. Along with selecting the livestock species to the resources available, study the animal's cycle of nutrient needs. Breeding females will require more and more nutrients through a pregnancy. So, timing the gestation phase of lowest nutrition requirement to the season of the year with lowest quality forage is a sound management strategy. Another factor is labor. Labor required is largely determined by resources. An automatic watering system will reduce labor required to fill tubs on a daily basis. Working off the farm takes hours each day away from the new project, so if you travel or have an unpredictable schedule, select the livestock that best match the time you have available. Along with determining the species to start with, make some feeding plans. If you have a few acres, know the nutritional quality of the forage and its growing season. Make plans for providing nutrients for the entire time you'll have the livestock, even outside the growing season. This may include bringing in preserved forage in the form of hay bales or stockpiling a part of the pasture during the growing season for later use. If you're going to bring in hay from another location, storage and how the hay will be delivered to the animal is a consideration. Regardless of the financial goal of the new endeavor, a financial management plan is a great idea. Tracking the expenses and opportunities is critical for realizing a profit or a loss. Even if the goal is not to save or make money, the knowledge of a narrow profit margin could impact future efforts. Financial tracking can show areas for increased efficiency. Not to mention, this data will lead to more informed conversations with other small-scale producers and knowledge resources. Knowledge is possibly the most important resource to have. This could be personal experience, a relationship with a successful producer, or working with industry professionals. I highly encourage all livestock owners to participate in learning opportunities. Reliable individuals to work with are veterinarians, nutritionists, or extension professionals. To learn more about small-scale livestock production, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.